It was a race like none other. The Olympic Marathon of 1904 featured a runner who hopped a ride, two runners without shoes, and a winner who was carried for part of the race. It was a spectacle we recount on today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Protection Services. Always read and follow label directions.
In 1904, St. Louis hosted the World's Fair and the Olympics at the same time. The latter event became a bit of a sideshow compared to the months-long fair. The marathon was perhaps most interesting. Several of the competitors had never run one before. Two men from the South Africa exhibit at the World's Fair even showed up to run barefoot.
The marathon was a disaster in many ways. Lots of cheating involved, and what we would consider today as some doping, even though it was permitted. The winner actually was given strychnine and egg whites to sort of boost his energy, although it seems like it would have killed him.
Sharon Smith is a curator at the Missouri History Museum. That runner, Thomas Hicks, was given small doses of strychnine as a stimulant. That wasn't the only assistance he needed.
He was like sort of carried over the winning line. You know, it's like at some point he just needed help to get through the end of it. But that was all permitted. It was all okay.
But Hicks was not the winner of the race. Well, at least initially he wasn't. That temporary honor went to Fred Lors.
Another guy actually hopped a ride for part of it because he had gotten worn out and then jumped off the truck and jogged into the stadium, and people thought he was the winner until he confessed that he had stolen that ride for a while.
Lors had a wreath placed on his head and was about to accept the gold medal when the subterfuge was revealed, but the Olympics provided some honest and important achievements as well.
We also had the first African-American to medal. George Pogue had medaled in a couple different events in the track and field.
And gymnast George Esther won 6 medals while competing with a wooden leg. You can see our TV version of the story by downloading the free My Farm TV app and clicking on the American Countryside tab. Traveling the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.